Flex Mafia Radio, brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. If you want to talk fishing with a crew, hit us up at 888-404-1010. Here's your host, Captain Bubba and his crew, Captain Glenn and James Garrison.
Good morning. We are back. I'm here with Captain Glenn Sanchez. I got my dad in the building. Senior Chief is in the house. What's up, Senior Chief?
Good morning, y'all. How's it going this morning?
All right. We got a good show. We got a good show coming to you today. We brought to you by Berkshire Homes and Sea Mule Studios. Got a great story to tell about my dad losing my biggest snook ever. We'll get into that in a little bit. James right now is not in the studio. He's fishing the Florida Pro. They're sitting in 15th place right now, so they're doing all right. We're going to go into that. And I went out three times myself this week. Got a couple good stories. So basically, we're going to have a heck of a show today. We got the safety tip of the week coming to you from my buddy Alex Diaz from the Coast Guard. And we're going to be going to our weather update. Glenn, what's up with you, man?
Huh?
What's up with you?
Just hanging out.
You got that gel. You got that. Y'all got to see Glenn's hair right now. That gel's looking good right now.
Hey, that's from my wedding yesterday.
Yeah, you woke up.
My cousins just got married yesterday, and I wish I had a barber to make me look.
I wish you had a cell phone that you'd use
before
and call.
The wedding. But you know how that is.
Jesus. All right.
Well, I wish I was fishing the Florida Pro. You know.
Yeah, I wish I was too. Always wishing I was fishing. I know that.
I know.
Always wishing I was fishing.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
We got winds east-west 6 to 12 knots, 2-foot light chop, 71 degrees. High tide is at 1:35 p.m. Low tide is at 6:29 p.m. Guys, weather's getting good. The weather is cooling down. These fish are starting to bite well. We got up. James fishing the Florida Pro. He's in 15th place right now. My good buddy Nick Drangle's in first. He's in first. Nick's holding it down with 14 pounds and change.
That a boy, Nick. Stay strong. He's always a good artificial guy. He could sling the bait a little bit.
He's always somehow finds his way in the top five and in the money. He does a good job at it, throwing those artificials. We want to talk about a little bit Berkshire Homes, Taylor Werner Kitchen. Shout out to David Patton and Troy Steele.
We appreciate you guys
helping us out and sponsoring the show. You guys can actually find them at floridaluxuryhomes.net and Taylor Werner Kitchens. It's kitchenstampa.com. You want to remodel your kitchen, remodel your bathroom. They're the people. You want to build a beautiful home, they are the people to go see.
For sure.
Berkshire Homes, Taylor Werner Kitchens. You know Troy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up with both of those guys, actually.
We're all
TC people. And, you know, I grew up playing baseball with both of those. And if you're definitely in the market for a home, those are the people to see.
Yeah, they definitely. I saw a couple of videos they did of this one mansion they just built recently. You'd be able to see on their website, unreal. And I was talking to Troy about it, and he said, I think he's going to let us do a Christmas party there or something to show off the big house they just made. So shout out to Berkshire Homes, Taylor Werner Kitchens.
Great guys.
Shout out to Sea Mule Studios. Also, want to go a little bit to Seminole Heights General Store. They're located on Hillsborough, Florida. They have dollar ice, $5 sandwiches, tackle, bait. They are everything you need. If you're fishing the river, fishing Davis Island, you don't want to go all the way to Gandy Boulevard, you can get your bait from there. That is definitely the choice. Remember, it's on Hillsborough in Florida, Seminole Heights General Store. They also have fresh produce. Great place. Now, we're going to go into me personally losing my biggest snook ever to the boat.
I can't wait to hear this.
To the boat. All right.
Chief. Sounds like a fishing story to me.
Yeah, well, I got a couple people They were on the boat as well. I got my two cousins, Jack Malo and Brian Tozman. They were on the boat with us.
Well, they need to call in so they can verify my side of the story.
Okay. Well, yeah. If Brian, if you're listening, I know you're listening, Brian. You could call us at 888-404-1010. That line's open to anybody. Give us a shout. So we're fishing the river. I got a nice piece of white bait. I flip it up under the dock.
Around the corner from the dock. So okay. He's in the back of the boat, tries to flip it underneath the dock.
I flipped this bait that's gonna Troy Wright always says, oh, that's gonna get you to the pros. I flipped that underneath, it was perfect. There was a lot of stuff going on the boat. It's a tight boat, and out of nowhere my line just goes.
I saw it, and it was a ripping drag off of his line, and it was wonderful. It's beautiful. I was actually right behind the line as it's going out, and he's back yonder in the back of the boat. He has a tendency to want to throw over you if he knows that there's fish.
Okay.
So he hooks it, and all of a sudden, in 2 seconds, the fish is back at the boat.
You gonna tell you why? You know why the fish was at the boat?
Why is that?
Because I put the hammer on him. That put the hammer. That fish tried to take me straight into the docks. No, sir. Well, put him away. School, huh? Pulled him away from the docks. And I got him to the boat very quickly.
However, before he did all of that, first of all, Jack had to get off of me. Bub had to get off of Jack because as he's running to the front of the boat, he knocks Jack into me. Jack's on top of me. I'm trying to get the net. It's just a real big cluster.
No, listen, let me tell you, what could go wrong went wrong. Not only are we all bunched up at the front of the boat, Jack's line's loose, just dangling around, gets caught in my reel. So now I can't even reel my reel because his line is wrapped up inside my reel. So all I have is now this fish right next to the boat, pulling him with my drag tight, pulling him this way. Come on, come on. I'm telling Chief, get the net. Net him, hurry
up. That's panic mode. Get the net.
Oh, my God.
That's panic mode.
And the net we're using is he's got to clip it in.
Telescoping.
It's a telescoping net so you can, you know, save the net easily. Well, he pulls it out.
And it's not working.
He doesn't snap it in.
No. I was being rushed.
Oh, well, let me tell you why you're being rushed. I had probably a 37-plus-inch snook at the boat. I can't reel no more. I already put the hammer on this snook. I only had, literally, it was a big snook. I probably only fought him for 20 seconds because we were so close up on this dock. Got him to the side of the boat. He was probably very, very still. He was green. Well, he goes to get the net because I was rushing him. I saw the hook come out of his mouth. He scoops him, and his snook was like 12 inches on each side hanging out of the net. And he goes to scoop, and the net doesn't snap, and it just folds over like that. And he's gone.
Well, there's another thing there. What we should have done was, and this is a good angling tip for you guys, when you're fishing, you need to make sure that you're ready to land a big fish. You, first of all, make sure you need to be anchored properly or have your power pole down, and so that when you do catch that fish of a lifetime, everybody is prepared. The hook, the net is ready. Everybody's, you know, in their proper position, so there was several things that went wrong on that,
at the end of the day, I got to put the blame on somebody. So instead of blaming you, I'm just going to blame the fact that we need a bigger boat.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, we need a bigger boat. We got four people on an 18-foot Key West, and me and Jack are not necessarily the smallest people, and it was pretty tight. And especially then that same day, bro, we get a triple hookup of Jack Crevel. Not, bro, they're going like this. They're going back and forth across the boat right underneath the bridge. It was a killer bite. And these jacks were like 15 pounds.
Son, we're not going for shark. We don't need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need a bigger hammer. That's what I think y'all
well,
need.
Well, let me tell you something right
you
now.
Hammer.
I had the hammer, son. That hammer was on that snook. That snook did not want no part of me.
You need that Thor hammer, huh?
It was a very big snook. This snook reminds me of the ones that we used to see pictures of before we started fishing where the guy had half of his arm up the fish's mouth while he was holding it.
That's a great story. So, Senior Chief, that's a great story, guys, for sure. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, born and raised here in Tampa. Been teaching high school for the last 10, 11 years.
Where at?
At Jefferson High
School.
Go Big Blue.
Big Blue in the house.
We're alumni.
I really enjoy it. It's something I should have been doing all my life. It's a joy and a pleasure to be with those kids every day. I find it very hard to believe at the age of 60 I'm being able to relate to these 15 and 16-year-olds, and I've got their back, and they've got mine. So it's a wonderful profession.
Nice. Well, I know you you bring a certain style and swag to the classroom, and I know they call you Mr. B, and I'm glad I wasn't there when you were teaching, because you would have ruined my rep.
No, there's no room for two Betancourts at Jefferson High School.
What's that?
No room for two Betancourts at
Jefferson High School. No, we got some time. There was no room for two Betancourts, that's for sure. We got the Florida Pro little update coming up with James, and we have still plenty of stuff to talk about. I got two more days. I was out on the water. Killer fish. I can't even hear what he's saying. Well,
we also got Fish Brain calling in. So Tom Swick.
He's trying to tell me secrets. I got headphones on. We got Tom Swick on the line, right? We got Tom Swick on the line with Fish Brain. He's going to give us a little update at the Florida Pro. We will be getting back to you shortly. Flats Mafia Radio.
Yeah.
You're listening to Money Talk 1010. Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Bubble, Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All-American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy JR at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR is the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All-American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio, brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
are back. Tom Swick, what's up? You on the line? Tom, you there?
Yeah, buddy.
What's up, dude? You out there on the water right now at the Florida Pro, huh?
Yeah, we are. We thought we was in a pufferfish tournament yesterday.
Went through a lot of arties, huh?
Yeah. We got one fish right off the rip this morning. It's a little better start, you know.
Nice. So you got one in the live well right now?
Yep. We got one in. About 10 casts first off this morning. We put one in, and we're working there, waiting on the water to come up a little bit. But,
nice.
Hopefully they're gonna move in here.
So. Well, that fog was bad this morning when I was coming over the bridge. How'd y'all handle that?
Yeah, it was actually. I kind of preferred it this morning because the fish been really, really spooky past 4 or 5 days. You know, you get within 30 yards of them, you know, and you raise your rod to cast and they run off. So, you know, the fog was kind of a benefit to us this morning. Actually, the sun just now peaked out for the first time.
Awesome. Nice, awesome. Tom, nice. What are you throwing at these fish? What are you using?
This morning we're both throwing unfair lures and spoons, just searching and stuff like that. Then when we get on some fish, we'll throw some soft plastics. We'll throw some gulp shrimps and some down south lures and, you know, some things like that.
Yeah, kids throwing the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah, you are.
I'm telling you, buddy.
you're not a fan of topwaters first thing in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Tom, how'd you end up doing yesterday? Did you guys weigh a fish yesterday?
No, we did not weigh a fish yesterday, but, you know, we can still collect a check today because I think they're paying out like 15, 16 places.
Nice.
So a lot of guys didn't fish today because they didn't do well yesterday. But me and Derek, we grind it. We have all year. We wasn't going to call it quits. We don't call it quits till the very end. So
that's it.
I like your style.
Keep it trucking. Yeah, James. I talked to James last night. He says I think he's sitting in 15th right now. They weighed in one fish, but he said there was a lot of people that only brought back one fish to weigh in, and a lot of people brought back nothing. So
exactly.
Yeah, the bite's tough.
Probably only half the field are fishing today. So
awesome.
You know, that kind of gives us a little better odds as well. So
awesome. And tell us a little bit about Fishbrain. You with Fishbrain, Tom? Give us a little update on Fishbrain.
Hey, we got a great tournament coming up the 3rd of December. It's over out of Hula Bay. You know, so. You know, you guys get on there, you know, go to iTrackers. You know, we'd love to have everybody join us. It's going to be our first event. Payback's going to be really good. I guarantee $3,000. And then it's 100% payback. So for every angler that enters the event, it's $75 entry fee. It's an angler. It's not a team event. It's an individual event. So if you're fishing with your buddies from a boat, you're fishing against each other.
Nice.
$75 a piece and every dollar of your entry fee goes right back into the payout. So
that is,
you
sweet.
Know, we're not making any money with this angler event. I'm an angler myself, and cash is king, buddy. Cash is king.
Get it done. Hey,
that's right.
I'm definitely going to be fishing that with you. I would love to get out there and do that. Hopefully, we get all our boys out there. Actually, have a Flats Mafia tournament inside your tournament. Everyone going against each other.
Hey, I'm down. Let's do it.
There you go.
Awesome. So you guys got the weigh-in today at what, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, it's at 3:30 over there by Hula Bay at the Family Boating Center of Tampa.
Okay,
right there next to Hula Bay is weigh-in. The latest we can check in is 3:30. So
sweet.
If you're in the neighborhood, come on by and check it out. Now there should be some good fish brought in today.
Awesome.
Payout's gonna be really good. Guaranteed first place is $20,000 for this event.
Wow.
So. You know, and then payback's good. Hey, our tournament, guess who's going to be at our tournament?
Who?
Who's that?
One of my favorite people I used to watch on TV when I was a little boy, and I'm 52 years old.
Hulk Hogan?
Roland Martin.
Roland Martin. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Roland Martin is going to be joining us at the Fish Brain tournament.
That is awesome.
You know, you got to come by, say hi to him, you know, I'm sure. Most fishermen know who he is. And Jimmy Houston. Hey, we got Roland on Fish Brain. We got Jimmy Houston on Fish Brain. You know, we got all kinds.
You got
of
Captain Bubba on Fish Brain.
Yeah, we got Captain Bubba and Mr. Tom here. We do fishing reports.
Yes, sir.
So, great to help out the anglers in the Tampa Bay area.
Absolutely, yeah. Tom. Absolutely. Well, listen, man, we appreciate you calling in, and good luck to you today, man. Wish you the best out there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right,
you
brother.
Too, man. Be good safe. Luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Yeah, James is sitting in 15th, so they pay out to 15th right now. So if they can,
you better catch a fish.
Yeah, you got to catch at least one.
At least one.
They'll be sitting pretty if they caught two. They'll probably definitely be in the money.
Right.
Durango looks like he's sitting in the money now. If he has another two fish day to day, he's going to be getting a nice paycheck. Yep, cha-ching, cha-ching. James has also been telling me, he says these fish are eating smaller lures, smaller plugs. He's been throwing the gold spoon. And he actually came across a bunch of huge trout. He landed a 29-inch trout yesterday.
Yeah,
was
big.
A monster, but he kept seeing them. A lot of these fish, once the sun rises, they move out to the flat, and he says he's seeing all these fish in those sand holes just tucked away in that heat, just sitting in that sand. So a lot of the fish are not sitting in the grass, people. You get to the flats, look for those big sand holes, those big potholes. And that's where you want to fish. That's where you want to be casting your bait or your artificial plug.
Work around the edges.
Yep.
Work the edges.
Yep.
Definitely work the edges. Also, the bait still loaded at Hula Bay. I heard the big bait or better bait is loaded at Weedon Island on the first signs. A little bit more south, a little bit closer to Christmas Pass. So that's been, you know, still been lucky to still enjoy this bait. And I was getting it this weekend at Davis Island. And that was, loaded up at Davis Island. And I went Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Was that the boil?
Or no, not at the boil.
Pendola Point area?
Right around the boat ramp.
Around
the boat ramp. The white bay has been loaded. You got to definitely throw a quarter mesh, because if not, you'll get Christmas tree. But I started throwing my bigger net, and I got deeper quicker, and I got some of the bigger baits.
Which
was nice. And the fishing on Monday. So Monday, I went out Monday. I get a phone call from my buddy. He says, "Hey, I'm not feeling too good. I'm not going to go to work today." No. This is him waking up at 6:45 in the morning, rolling out of bed saying, "Hey, I'm not going to work, but let's go fishing." So I said, "All right, well, meet me at the house in 30 minutes. Then Berto meets me at the house in 30 minutes. We get loaded up. We put in, my dad keeps the boat over there at Cruisercade. We put the boat in, and I looked down, and there was probably 40 pieces of bait swimming in a circle. I said, "All right, well, let me wax them real quick." Got that bait, put it in the boat, had 40 nice pieces of white bait, headed out the river, came around the point, and when I tell you the birds were going nuts, the jacks were pushing the bait all the way up where the Davis Island sailboats are, that tip right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were pushing the bait all the way up on the rocks. Everyone grabs a bait. First cast of the day, triple hookup. Jack rods are going crazy. I mean, jacks are really going off in the river. And we talked about it last week. Well, I don't know what James caught. His buddy caught it, something like the permit of the flats. But it is such a fun fish to catch, because when they get to that 15, 20 pounds, these fish are fighting better than the snook, than what the snook
I
caught.
Yeah, they're strong.
The snook that my dad lost.
Here we go again.
Yeah. We got my buddy Alex Diaz from the Coast Guard coming up after the break. Gonna give us our safety tip of the week. So please pay attention, people, because this is very, very important. I think there's actually two divers missing right now to St. Pete. So you guys gotta be safe on the water. So stay tuned. Flats Mafia Radio.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone.
Yeah.
And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook Real Barbecue, Instagram at Real Barbecue, email info at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here.
Have you guys heard about Sea Mule? Well, let me tell you something about Sea Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier. You can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact, and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle. No need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at SeaMule.com. Also at Facebook and Instagram. Sea Mule. Hee-haw!
Hey everybody, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit HawksElectricTattoos.com. They're on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. They have no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at HawksElectricTattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
If you've been in a car accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. If you've been involved in a motorcycle or bicycle accident, you need to call Machine Law Group. Don't wait till it's too late. You need to call Janelle Machine at Machine Law Group. Call or text her now at 813-238-5800. That's 813-238-5800. Or go to machinelawgroup.com. Don't wait, people. Do it now. Do you need your driveway pressure washed? Do you need that old grungy fence in the backyard pressure washed? Do you need your sidewalks in front of your house pressure washed? Well, if you do, you need to go see my buddy Jack at Presto Scapes of Tampa Bay. They are now specializing in power washing. If you mention this ad, you will receive a $99 special for a standard size driveway and joined sidewalk. Restrictions apply. Please call them at 813-922-5890.
Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Are you looking for a good fishing guide? All American Fishing Charters with Captain Justin LaFaro offers services to the entire Tampa Bay area as well as Homosassa. He specializes in redfish, snook, trout, flounder, sharks, tarpon, and more. He has several different trips to fit your needs, including multi-boat events, corporate charters, and scalloping trips. Call him today and book your next fishing adventure at 813-406-9722 or on the web at flallamericancharters.com.
Have you downloaded your Fish Brain app yet? If you're a fisherman and you haven't downloaded your Fish Brain app, you need to go download it right now. Fish Brain is the world's number one fishing app and fastest growing social network for anglers with 3 million users. This app is going to allow you to log your catches, follow activity in the fishing waters near you, connect with friends and other fishing enthusiasts. I'm telling you right now, Fish Brain, connecting anglers to make fishing dreams come true today and tomorrow. Download your Fish Brain app right now.
Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes. Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by Sea Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will
rock you. Flats Mafia Radio back. I got my buddy Cap Alejandro Diaz from the Coast Guard. And we are going right to Papatico. Alex, what's up, my brother?
Good morning, Flats Mafia captains, listeners, and senior chief. This is Teos Diaz, United States Coast Guard, coming to you live from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, with your boating safety tip of the week. Now, today we're going to be talking a little bit about visual distress signals, more specifically, your signal flares. Vessels operating on U.S. coastal waters, territorial seas, and upon the high seas, as well as those connected directly up to a point where the waterway is less than 2 nautical miles wide, must be equipped with U.S. Coast Guard approved visual distress signals. This applies to boats more than 16 feet or more in length or any boat operating as an unexpected passenger vessel, for example, your charter boats. Here are the requirements for signal flares. They must be readily accessible, in serviceable condition and not expired, legibly marked with approval or certification number, suitable for day and night use in the number they are required. Launchers required to activate visual distress signals must be approved and serviceable. Now, in regards to our area, the Tampa Bay region, the Tampa Bay Inlet is greater than 2 nautical miles, so signal flares are required for all vessels. Signal flares are to be used in distress situations only. Using them in non-distress situations is a punishable offense. For For more boating safety tips, check out the Coast Guard's website at uscgboating.org. Again, this is Payoff Studios, United States Coast Guard. You guys stay safe out there in tight lines.
All right, man. That's awesome. Thank you, Alex. Always every week coming in with some valuable, valuable information. Now, speaking of this, Flair's senior chief, we lost him at sea, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah, a little bit more than that.
About maybe three, four. Yeah, it might have been 4 years ago.
We called him Big Cop at one.
Yeah, so it was our first time that we actually went down to the Keys and stayed for the whole month. And we went out, go see the sunset. Bunch of us went on my cousin Jesse's boat. My dad had all his sister's brothers on his boat.
Patty
was on the boat. And we split up. The tide was going down. The sun, we just watched an amazing sunset. We were on this awesome sandbar. And the sun goes down, and we just both split up because the tide was low. We went one way. He went another way. It's now dark. And I know the boat that I was in prior to him, actually, we knowing he was lost. I'm now holding a big spotlight trying to find the channel markers. We go a completely different way than we came in, nowhere near where we put the boat in at. Catch this channel, go all the way to the channel, go all the way back in the charter boat row where all the charter boats are in Key West, and we get back. It's like 10 o'clock.
Y'all had trailered back, didn't you?
Yeah, we had to go pick up the trailer, pick it up, bring it back to the boat where we were at to get us back home safely, because when it got pitch black dark, I mean, we just waited way too long. So we get back, we go get the trailer, put the boat back on the trailer, go back home. No word from my dad. And I know now, going into this real quick, the day before, my dad had an issue with all his sisters and brothers.
Not my brother.
Oh, not his. Yeah, his brother's not on his phone. Yeah, his brother was on his side. Everyone's always on their phone. They can't bring your phone on the boat.
Well, the issue was earlier in the week, Chubb, rest in peace.
Yeah, Chubb's rest in peace.
He fell in the water and ruined his cell phone, so... My issue on the boat is it's beautiful out there. You know, don't check Facebook, Kim. Don't Snapchat everything. Enjoy the time. So I had no cell phone rule that day, not thinking that anybody was going to follow my instructions. So it was at the time, it was my sister Patty and Sandra and my brother Angelo and my girlfriend Patty. And we ended up having a wonderful time, and we cut across this one area, and we were pretty much on sand.
Yeah.
We got out. We tried to push, and my brother started feeling bad, and we ended up having to launch a couple of flares. And this was 8:39 o'clock, and it took us well up to probably about 1 o'clock before we got into some water where we were able to navigate back to our place. Again, I'm using a very small handheld GPS. I did not have here, you know, earlier in the show, I was talking about making sure that you set up correctly when you're fishing. You're anchored, you use your power pole, things like that. Everybody is comfortable and secure on the boat. And my no cell phone rule bit me.
Yeah.
The flares, I shot flares waiting for, at one point when we saw a plane coming landing into Key West. It was at the time, it was, you know, survival mode, doing what I learned in the courses that I took and the Power Squadron courses, things like that, and keeping calm and getting everybody back. And 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, let me explain something to you. While you were on the water doing all that, I'm staying calm because I know I feel comfortable. You know your stuff out on the boat. I'm like, he's going to be fine. Meanwhile, my sister's flipping out from 10 o'clock at night till 2 in the morning.
Where's Poppy?
Yeah, where's Poppy? Where's Poppy? Well, now, when the point that when it hit me was we get a knock on the door, I answer, and it's FWC. And I'm like, he's like, hey, what's going on? He comes in. We had a map set up. He's like, all right, can you show me the last area where you're at? And my reaction to him at that point, I was like, are y'all serious? Y'all can't find them right now? And now I start freaking out a little bit. So now I go to the map. I'm like, look, we were right here. Our boat went this way. He went this way. You know, I'm pretty sure he has flares on the boat. And I'm thinking, oh, man, now it's getting later. That was started. Now it's 1 o'clock. Now it's 1:30. And I'm on the top of the roof where we were staying at. We had a rooftop in Big Coppet. And come like almost 2 o'clock, I can hear, me. He's got the horn on the boat, and he's coming down the channel canal coming down, and oh my God, he's there. And everybody ran three flights of stairs down. It was crazy. It was scary. I think I still have like three or four shells that you shot from the flare gun.
Yeah.
I kept those because it was thank God, you know, we can talk about it now and nothing bad happened.
Truth be told, finally, after all these years, we were just down Duval doing the crawl.
Yeah.
No, that's
so. What was the time period of all this?
Well, 8 to 2.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
2 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah. So now listen. Now to go back, they would have been able to find them with no problem if they could have pinged a cell phone. But because of his cell phone,
his little rule, huh?
No one even had a cell phone on the boat, so they couldn't even ping it, even if it was a
or VHS.
Phone. So yeah. if you catch a big fish, does that cell phone rule?
No, no, no. There's cell phones on the boat all the time now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
You best believe you're taking a cell phone on the boat 100%. Right. And our trips in Key West, there's a couple of times we've gone offshore. I recommend, I think Alex is going to talk about it maybe next week, is the EPIRB.
EPIRB, yeah.
You've got to have, man, we didn't own one. We rented one for the trip this last year. But I feel so much more comfortable when we go offshore because you lose cell phone reception.
Right.
If you don't have a VHF radio, I mean, you're literally gambling out there, especially if you're in a single engine like we are.
And not to mention, you know, Boat US or, you know.
Yeah, but
they're pretty good.
Absolutely. I get the GOAT package. I get the GOAT package with Boat US. Get the full Mac Daddy one.
That's it. No questions asked.
No trailer. You got the unlimited trailer, unlimited towing. And I've used them. I've used it numerous times too. In Key West, it was one of the longest booze cruises of my life.
Big cop at one.
Yeah, same trip. My engine breaks down or something. They come and get us. Bro, it was.
From Christmas Tree Island.
Christmas Tree Island. It was probably a 3-hour tow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the music jamming. Okay, we're making this, and I got a cooler full of cold ones.
We also had the crab dance that time. Yeah. I'm not mentioning no names, but there was a crab dance.
Was a crab dance. And that was a serious booze cruise. We get back to the dock. The guy comes over. He goes, all right, I need you to sign these papers. I was like, that's it. All I do is sign. He goes, yeah, you just sign. Thank God you're a gold member, because if not, this would have been $1,575.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got people, if you're on a boat, make sure you have Boat US or some type of company like that, CETO. You never know what's going to happen with your boat. I mean, I know me personally, I've towed in plenty of people. I've been towed in by plenty of people. It's just good karma. And you have to. Now, us as captains,
mm-hmm.
It is our duty, even if we are on a charter, if someone is broke down, we have to help them.
I think it's even if you're not, if you're on the water, I think it's the Good Samaritan rule. You have to offer some assistance.
Right. I think you need to, because at the end of the day, you never know when you're going to need a tow. And
that's it.
I've needed a couple people plenty of times out there before, not having CETO and just having someone come and help me out and pull us up.
But us as captains, it's mandatory to have either CETO or Boat US. Or some sort of transportation if you break down with your clients. So you have to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of a credential.
All right. We got my buddy Mark from Southeastern on the line. Mark, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning to y'all. Today, I just wanted to give a shout-out to a couple of things that we have going on. Today starts the discount buy-in stuff for Southeastern. And what I'm doing for that is if you donate $5 worth of canned goods for the Metropolitan Ministries food drive, I'm going to let every single customer shop in our store for at least 20% off.
Awesome. Nice.
Now, we have goods all the way up to 70% off, but it doesn't matter what you buy, a rod, a reel, line, tackle, anything like that, it's going to be a mandatory minimum of 20% off.
Awesome. Maybe a new net.
Yeah, I might need a new net.
Or a Flats Mafia t-shirt.
Yeah, they do have Flats Mafia t-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Mark, you filling up the boat?
Right there by the front door.
Yes, sir. The bright ones right in the front. So we're filling up. The whole thing is to sink the ship and fill the boat up and bring as much as food as possible to the Metropolitan Ministries. And Southeastern is a big, big part of that right now. And they're offering crazy deals. And I know you were saying it's going to go all the way up to 70%. And those are killer deals. And they got a lot of other stuff inside their store that they're going to be doing great, great deals on. And it's, you know, I hate to look at it where you got to give give to receive, you know, but it's just giving during these time periods and to give back as a fishing community, brother. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I agree, guys. And I hear the radio music in the background, so I'll cut it short. Y'all come see me and get some big discount.
Southeastern yes, Liquidators. Yes, go see my buddy Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Take care, man.
We'll be back shortly.
Welcome to the jungle. Flats Mafia Radio will be back after this quick break. We are brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Bubble with Flats Mafia Radio here. You guys need to go check out my buddy JR at Beta Bay Boatworks. He's the guy I go see if I'm having problems with my electrical, gel coat, fiberglass repair, if I want to paint my boat or re-non-skid it, or if I need to install a power pole, a trolling motor, or any other accessories. JR is the man at Beta Bay Boatworks. You can call him at 813-480-3405, 813-480-3405. Mention Flats Mafia Radio and receive a 10% discount. What's up, everybody? This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you ready to start looking fly on the water? Well, if you are, you need to go to flatsmafia.com and check out our assorted shirts we have to offer to women's, kids, and men's. And we have plenty of hats for you to select from, and you want to trick out your cooler or trick out your boat or even trick out your truck. We have plenty of stickers for you. So make sure you go to flatsmafia.com and check out all our gear. This is Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio. Are you guys ready for some real barbecue?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about some real barbecue. R-E-E-L-B-B-Q. Go see my buddy Scott down there in Palm Harbor. He's got a killer menu. I'm talking about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm talking about ribs that fall off the bone. And my personal favorite,
the bucket.
Let me explain something to you real quick. The bucket, bottom layer, mac and cheese. Second layer, baked beans. Third layer, pulled pork or chicken. Fourth layer, creamy coleslaw. Topped with one of his four signature sauces that you are now able to pick up at your local Winn-Dixie. Scott is the real deal at the real barbecue. Let me explain to you, he's also available for catering, and the food truck is available for your next event. Contact info is www.realbarbecue.com, Facebook, Real Barbecue, Instagram, at Real Barbecue, email, info, at Real Barbecue. Scott's the real deal at Real Barbecue.
Hey guys, Bubba with Flats Mafia Radio here. Have you guys heard about C-Mule? Well, let me tell you something about C-Mule. They're the world's best fishing carts. You can use them at the pier, you can use them while you wade fish. They're very compact and they're very durable. You can customize your own cart. It fits in a compact vehicle, no need for a truck or a van. They have a long line of accessories. You can check them out at cmule.com, also at Facebook and Instagram. C-Mule.
Hee-haw! Hey everybody, this is James Garrison with Flats Mafia Radio. If you're looking to get a new tattoo, large or small, do yourself a favor and visit HawksElectricTattoos.com. They're on Armenia Avenue in Tampa. They have no gimmicks, just bright, bold, clean tattoos that are built to last by Joe Hawks and John Santos. They do all my work. I wouldn't send you anywhere else. Check them out at HawksElectricTattoos.com or give them a call at 813-644-6944. That's 813-644-6944.
Captain Bubba, Captain Glenn, and James Garrison are back with Flats Mafia Radio. Brought to you by C. Mule and Berkshire Homes.
Shot through the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Today's Sunday morning Tampa Bay Marine Forecast is brought to you by Taylor Werner Kitchens.
We got winds east-west, 6 to 12 knots, 2-foot light chop, 71 degrees, high tide 1:35 p.m., low tide 6:29 p.m. Now, I want to go into a fishing trip that I took this week, which I'm going to start doing. Actually, I'm going on Monday to go look at a boat because I, as of right now, I do not have a boat.
And, mine's too small.
Yeah, his is too small to run charters on.
What boat is it?
It's I'm actually looking at a 23-foot C-Pro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It's, yeah. It looks really good. It's been well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
It's in West Palm Beach, so I'm actually going to be I'm going there with JR tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
So you're off the Carolina skiff deal?
I'm off the skiff deal right now just because, you know, I really want a boat that can handle the chop.
Right,
because
right.
I'm going to be out there all the way at Egmont.
Wanna you do that 27-footer.
I know, but I just a skiff, I moved to a skiff like you did yours. You got a little one that you can kind of scout with and stuff. We'll move there. But I need a boat that I can start chartering in immediately.
Right.
So one thing I did this week.
You can always borrow mine. I mean.
Okay. Which one?
Both of them.
Right. Yeah. You want you heard me mess up Jeff's boat. Sanchez's boat, please. Can you
drop
it in the water?
That's all you got to do.
Put $100 of gas on it, too, on his card, please.
That's too far.
And you know what? Throw a breakfast burrito in there. Hey, so Wednesday, I wanted to get out on the water early, and I didn't have anybody to go with. And you were supposed to take me fishing Wednesday, and we didn't go, so you left me hanging. So I had to. What I went and did was I went on Facebook. I said, hey, I'm off today. Who's off today? Whoever responds first, let's go. And my buddy Mike responded to me. He actually responded to me on... I'm not going to give his last name. He responded to me on a private message because he was working from home.
Oh.
So really, he was working from the boat.
Okay.
Well, so one thing I'm going to start doing is, you know, during the week, you know, if I don't have a charter, I'm going to just reach out to people that, you know, don't get to fish all the time and just take people out. On days like that I like to fish, but I don't like to fish by myself. I really like to.
But that would be a charter.
Calling in sick with Bubba fishing trip.
Yeah, calling in sick with Bubba fishing trips.
That'd be a charter, right?
That's it. Yeah. You're not feeling too well? I got the perfect remedy. 8 hours of fishing. So I went with my buddy Mike, and we went back to that spot where that lady kicked us out at.
Oh, man.
Right. I get there. I start chumming, and I get broke off right away. There's a couple fish. Hit the top of the water. I'm sitting on the back of the boat, and I'm tying my line, and I'm talking about it sounded like someone dropped a bowling ball in the water. I turn around and look. Something came up and smashed it. My buddy Mike flipped at it, starts going towards the dock, comes. I thought it was a big snook. He ran straight towards the dock, and then he said, nope, I'm going this way. Came out from the dock, and then he showed his face. Probably about a 40-pound tarpon jumps out of the water. Head first, does a backflip when he jumps the first time, comes back out, does another front flip. This thing was flipping all over the place.
Nice.
He was like, get your phone out, videotape it. I'm trying to get my phone out. And sure enough, I press record and I catch the last splash of the fish jumping. I was like, oh, dude, I don't think I got it. But I was like, hey, just if you have to tell that story to anybody, tell them to call me or whatever.
Where was your GoPro at?
The GoPro was not ready to go.
Just like the net wasn't ready
just
to
like
go.
Just like the net, right.
I wasn't on the boat that day.
This guy wants to bring right, up old stuff.
Old stories always.
No, yeah. And then, you know, me and my dad get into it a little bit.
I see who the problem is now, senior.
Thank you.
Me and my dad get into it a little bit because when I lost that snook, I took my rod, I slapped it on the water like 4 times. I was upset. I wasn't mad at anybody. I was just upset. Just like in anything, if you're a baseball player and you go up to bat and you strike out with bases loaded, you're mad.
Yeah,
because
you've been there. You gotta act like you've been there before.
I'm sorry. Well, I haven't been there. I haven't been there because I've never caught a 40-inch snook and he was hanging on the side of the boat.
I haven't been there because I haven't struck out. So,
yeah, he hasn't struck out. He just popped out to the catcher.
Yeah, right.
I'll look up those stats.
You can look up the stats of Jefferson.
Actually, you know, I went and played softball this past week with Kenny and James.
I saw
and
that.
And then Kenny puts me on Facebook Live in my first pitch on Facebook Live. Whiff.
Yeah. Kenny's sister told me at school the next day. I saw your son.
Yeah.
Grounding out to first.
No, I grounded out to third. I went 1-for-3 that day.
You move pretty fast down the line, though, too.
I'm telling you, it takes a little bit to get going, but I'll get after it.
Softball's always fun, man.
It is. For but sure. that day with Mike, man, it was a killer day. He had that tarpon. I lost a massive, had to be another massive snook at the last bridge in the river, fishing the outgoing tide. And we went, me and my dad and my two cousins, we went Friday, and the bite was slow leading up to almost like 12. Mm-hmm. I mean, the tide was... Tide was coming in. You know, we had plenty of water.
Almost 132, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, the fish been feeding on that mid-tide.
Yeah. And we missed the major feeding, too. It was earlier in the morning. So we missed the major feeding. But we made it happen, bro. We ended up spending like 12 hours on the water.
Little boat cruise with the great nephews. And
yeah, all my cousin's kids. That Yaya, he is just a fanatic. Like he, Uncle fishing. Like he's so excited. It's crazy how he just loves that so much. And we took them on a little boat cruise up the river and back. It was chilly.
Yeah.
I wish I had my jacket. I wish I had my pants on. It was so cold that you put your hand in the water and the river was warmer than what it was outside.
Air temperature.
So the water is the cold weather is coming, approaching us very, very, very soon.
You haven't fished like Columbus Drive Bridge or anything?
Yeah,
like
I did.
That?
We fished it yesterday. As soon as I picked up my cousin Jack, we picked him up at Rick's around 12:30 or 1.
Mm-hmm.
We went straight there, started chumming. Jack's going crazy. Almost, we would have had a quadruple hookup, except Chief didn't hook up. So he got off. And then we ended up catching like probably three or four Jacks there. That was a good bite. And then we worked our way out to the river, and it was a good day. We missed some fish, but at the end of the day, it was Veterans Day. Let me take this phone call real quick. James, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What are you doing, Wally? You out there fishing?
Yeah, we're getting our butts kicked right now. That's what we're doing.
Oh, no fish in the well?
No, yesterday we had one in the boat. Probably what time, Justin? 7? Like 7 o'clock, feeling good. Nice 26, probably in a quarter.
Good fish.
Today we went to a whole different spot today, and wind's doing a little more. It's a little colder.
Yes, it is.
A little colder, but
kind
of life on the water is a little slim right now, to be honest with you.
Well,
tide's still way out.
Tom Swick called in and gave us our little update. We're about to be out of here. Dude, good luck, man. I'm going to try to come check you out at the weigh-in, but make Flats Mafia proud, man.
Weighing the fish.
Go catch some fish, man.
Tighten up a little bit.
All right, are you alive, bro?
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, I'm alive.
Hey, we're out of here.
I didn't say anything. Said like three words today. Senior Chief, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's up there, James?
Hey, Bubba's been on a roll. That's why.
We are out of here, James. This is Flats Mafia Radio. Get you next week. Two fingers.